Bob Nightingale joining us from USA Today. He is their Major League Baseball columnist with the trade deadline just 3 days away. And we had a deal this morning. Two starters going to the Marlins at a bit of a cost. Bob, how are you today?
Yeah, doing great, thank you.
Just a thought on that swap, Cashner and Colin Ray to Florida. What's the cost? Two starters couldn't have been cheap.
Yeah, I mean, Cashner's trade value had really, really plummeted. Nice arm, but, you know, he's been struggling of late. He's really never been that big-time pitcher that everybody thought he was going to be. I mean, he was the guy they traded Anthony Rizzo for. So, it'll help the Marlins. I think at least the Marlins are going for it. You know, they didn't have much of the farm system to get a better arm, but it should help.
Yeah, the Canadian Naylor seems like the jewel there. He was ranked, the second-best prospect by some in the Marlins organization. We will see. Do you think we will have an impact ace-type arm moved this deadline? Last year we saw Price, but this year I don't know that we can say that, you know, a Gray or a Sale or an Archer is going to move. What are your thoughts on that big-time pitcher market?
Yeah, I just don't see it either. I mean, we don't have those big names, you know. Like you said, Price, Cueto, Cole Hamels last year. So I don't see. I think Moore could be traded from the Rays. I don't see any way Archer is. I just think he means too much to the community and the franchise and everything else. I wouldn't be surprised to see Jose Quintana for the White Sox get moved. I don't think Sale gets moved now, but people are so desperate for a starter, and Quintana would be a nice fit for a lot of teams.
Well, and Sale's interesting because there's no way you'd want to give up this guy, but if you are going to blow things up in Chicago, that is absolutely your most valuable chip, but that deal's just so team-friendly. I can't see it, even with this uniforms thing and now the not tipping in Seattle. And, you know, there's been some issues around that locker room, but I still don't think they let this guy go.
Yeah, I don't either, at least not now, you know, because if you get him, you better get some major league players back. And not just prospects, you know, get some proven guys. If you get some proven guys, you know, you need to take guys off a roster. And if you're a contender, you don't want to move those guys right now. So that's why I think it'd be easier to get a deal done in the offseason by a team.
Who is leading the way in the reliever market? If we don't have a star starter that's going to get moved, is there one in the relief market after Aroldis Chapman went to Chicago from New York?
Well, there's two, and they both have more value even than Chapman because you got them under control longer. Andrew Miller, of course, of the Yankees, and Wade Davis of Kansas City. I'm not sure Miller gets traded. I think Davis does. I really do. And if I'm San Francisco Giants, I would jump on that. They need to get somebody. So the Nationals. But Davis would be a perfect fit for them. Be a perfect fit for Cleveland also. But I think the Giants would be more apt to take on Ian Kennedy's salary as well.
Now, those two have been linked. Are you not going to get Davis without taking Kennedy on? That seems to be the rumor.
You could, but that's what Kansas City is asking teams to do, which makes sense. You know, he's making over $60 million left in the deal. He's led the league in home runs allowed. But, hey, if you put him in San Francisco, National League West, in that ballpark, then all of a sudden, you know, you're a completely different pitcher. So I think it makes a whole lot of sense for Kennedy to end up there.
Andrew Miller's a curious one because there's still term there left, if I'm correct, and it's not a deal that doesn't give the Yankees some value. If they sell him, it's probably not the only piece they sell. That would be my prediction. Am I crazy?
No, you're right. I mean, I think if they move him, you might as well keep on going. You know, Carlos Beltran's a free agent at the end of the year. You know, you can trade some of the pitchers like Ivan Nova, that type of thing. I'm not sure there's a market for a Brett Gardner. But, yeah, we keep on going after that if they move Miller.
Baltimore is in desperate need of a starter or two. They seem to be missing out on Upton in the outfielder sweepstakes. They were very interested in Cashner. That doesn't get done for them. If you're a team that, you know, here in Toronto, the Blue Jays and their fans are going to see for the next 3 days, what can they do to upgrade that rotation that after Chris Tillman just isn't really that good?
They need to do something. And I know the Buck Showalter coaching staff is very very upset. They need help. They need immediate help. And if they don't get something done, I think it'll be very demoralizing for that club. I'm not sure where they go, but they got to get somebody.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's so weird. Like, they're just, the price that we are hearing rumored you have to pay to get guys that will come in and be fours and fives on most teams, this is a very difficult move for front offices. Yes, you're trying to improve, but at the expense of the future, to the extent that the prices are this year, do you expect that to come down as Monday approaches, or is there just too much demand out there?
There's so much demand, but I got to think the price goes down. I really do. I mean, you're exactly right. You know, I mean, it's not like what the Blue Jays did last year when they got David Price. I mean, these guys, you know, are just question marks. And you know, guys who be at the bottom end of your rotation in the playoffs, not an ace that carries a team. So I think it's outrageous for some of these teams, you know, to give up much to get a guy who, like you said, a four-starter.
Back to the relief side of things. Tell me about Boone Logan, because the Rockies have played some good baseball, but it's too late, too little, right? Or the opposite way around. They do have to sell, don't they?
You know, not sure they have to sell, but they're not going to buy either. You know, and the outfield market isn't strong, so I don't see Carlos Gonzalez going right now. If he goes somewhere, they'll go in the offseason. You know, Charlie Blackman, maybe. But I just don't think there's that much of demand. It's all about pitching. It's just not much starting pitching out there. It's all about the relief market.
Yeah, and Logan's numbers are pretty impressive. I mean, the FIP and the WHIP, I saw someone tweeting out, they're almost identical to Chapman's. He's a lefty as well, which would be, there's a bit of a smaller market there as well. Do you think that's a guy that moves?
Blackman?
No, sorry, Logan.
Oh, Logan. Yeah, I could see him move just because people are so desperate for relievers. I would think if they're smart, they would move him. I agree with that.
Will Smith's another one I want to ask you about, just because he's been tied to the Jays loosely, as I suppose dozens of names have, but the latest one to pop across my screen, the reliever for the Brewers. Do you know what they're getting in if potentially someone adds Will Smith?
Well, you know, a nice quality guy, an all-star, great in the clubhouse as well. Just a solid guy. And the Brewers, it's a young GM now, so he wants to make his mark, and also they need to rebuild using these guys. I think they're going to they're asking for way too much right now. I think the price tag goes down, but it's not going to go down until Monday afternoon.
Yeah, fair. Bob Nightingale joins us. B Nightingale on Twitter is the handle. How do you square up the AL East right now moving forward? The big weekend here in Toronto with the Orioles coming to town. It'll be a Tillman-Sanchez showdown on Sunday. Gausman-Estrada tonight. A 1.5 game separating those two. And Boston, you can never count them out with the deep pockets and the young talent they have. Three-horse race, but who do you like?
I still like Boston this thing. You know, I liked them from the get-go. I still do. They made the big trades, you know, made four trades in 8 days, you know, and they got the pieces. Now it's up to them to put together. I still like Boston when this is all said and done. And, you know, I would think at least a runner-up should get one of the wild card spots. So it should be a fascinating race. And I think, you know, all three teams will stay within 5 games of one another if Baltimore gets their starter. If Baltimore doesn't get their starter, then I think they're in real trouble.
It's funny because we keep waiting them to come back to earth. They had that unbelievable start, like 7-0 or something like that. And we're like, the starting rotation's no good. They'll come back to earth. And yet 101 games in, they lead the division still. I don't know how you do that with that rotation.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, they got a great pitching coach in Dave Wallace, as good as they come. And, you know, Showalter is a brilliant manager. And they're getting the absolute most of these guys. So it's almost like the old Colorado Rocky days, Blake Street Bombers, when you just try to outslug people and hold on for dear life with your pitching staff.
Bob, finally, just a thought between now and Monday. What do you expect to see? It sounds like you're waiting for prices to come down, but is there a player that we're not talking about? Are there teams that you think will be incredibly active between now and the non-waiver deadline Monday?
Yeah, you know, I think the Texas Rangers will be very active, very aggressive general manager Don Daniels, and also San Francisco. I expect them to be very active. I got to believe the Washington Nationals have to have something up their sleeve. They're going to have to bite the bullet here and trade a top prospect to get some pitching help, to get a reliever. There's no way in the world they can go into the postseason with Jonathan Papelbon as a closer.
Hmm. Hey, thanks for your insights. Appreciate it. We will look forward to Monday's deadline, and fascinating to see how this will unfold with the prices as high as they are right now. Thanks, Bob.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.